WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Rock Hunter.
What's happening? Hey, you want to hear something weird real quick?
I mean, we've already had a lot of weird things on the show, so you know, yeah, why not?
This little thing bothers me, and I don't know why it bothers me, but I'm going to ask you. So I have a space heater right next to me here, all right?
Yeah.
And the name brand of the space heater is Polonus. Polonus. And I don't know why it bothers me. I don't like that word.
Polonus? Is it the onus? Or the hard P? Are you sure you're saying it right?
It's P-E-L-O-N-I-S. Polonus.
Spell that again.
P-E-L-O-N-I-S.
Polonus, maybe?
Polonus?
No.
Polonus.
No, you're right, because if you think of like Polaris, that's P-O. So, yeah, I think you're Polonus.
Polonus. I just don't like that name. I don't know why. It's weird.
I don't
know
how to...
Pulling on your Polonus.
Is that why it's got too much of a phallic sound to it? Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is. Yeah,
that's what's getting you? Is you're like,
I gotta... every time I like look by it real quick, I'm like, it's Polonus.
Maybe it's for heating your Polonus. Maybe that's what it is.
I have a cooker called Polonus.
I'm going to heat it up.
Heat it up.
I honestly don't know.
You know what another name that gets me?
Huh.
Is it Husqvarna?
Husqvarna, I think is
Husqvarna.
How you're saying Husqvarna. I'll probably say
that. I've heard people say it different ways.
Yeah.
And it bothers me because I'm like, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, there's a handful of companies out there that's like, I get it. It's like a family name or it's a special name, but no one can pronounce it, so change it, okay?
Change it.
Same thing with like when bands give themselves a name that I got to like look up and be like, okay, how do I pronounce? Or a song title, like Tools. Tools Anima or anything. It's like, just make a song title we can all say, you idiots.
Aaron or whatever.
Oh, Aaron Jones. Yeah, it's
Aaron Jones. Yeah. We call it Aaron Jones for all. No, it's Aaron.
It's Aaron. And it's like, well, look, I like your music, but you're making this difficult on me, okay?
You're making it hard on everybody.
All right? Polonus and some of these weird Husqvarna. Just make it easy. Just call it Al's Lawnmower, all right? Or, you know, call it Mr.
Al's Lawnmower. Yeah. Simple.
Hot Maker. There, that's a good name for a fan. It's a Hot Maker.
Everybody can pronounce it.
Everyone knows it.
Yep.
Everyone knows it.
Is it Porsche or Porsche?
Ugh, if you're a pompous ass, it's Porsche, all right? Yeah.
Porsche.
Yeah. You're saying it wrong. No, it's Porsche. Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope your Porsche goes off a cliff and you die.
I always just said Porsche.
Yeah, because that's, again, we're not over wherever, German, wherever it's made.
You know?
Yeah.
Porsche. Sounds good to me.
Sounds fine. Sounds fine. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway, that's kind of a weird thought and a weird...
Kind of a very weird thought. You looked at your heater and said, hey, you know what bothers me today? The name of my Polonus.
That bothers me.
Okay, then. All right. Well, enough of our Polonuses. We got to get to it. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, man, they're the best. They're going to get you back on the road quickly, cost effectively. Go see them, big or small. They got you covered, man. AIR, Advanced Import Repair.
Oh. Hey, we all love nachos, all right? And I'm not faulting this guy for enjoying
nachos. Man.
Yeah. All right. But you got to be smart with your nachos. There's a fella named John Daniel Banks. He's 32. Well, he's been staying in a building without permission, so he's squatting. Apparently, he had a bed but not a stove. And he got a hankering for some nachos. So to make these nachos, he lit the bag of chips on fire to cook them, which I know I'm no Rachel Ray, okay? I'm no Gordon Ramsay, but that's not the proper way.
Nah.
To make nachos. Well, the flames spread to his bed because, of course, like he went to a different corner of the house he's squatting.
Greasy bag of chips or what? I didn't know.
He claims he tried to put the fire out but eventually left. And when he came back, the second floor was engulfed. Luckily, firefighters managed to put it out, but not before it spread to the roof of a building next door that just went through a multi-million-dollar renovation last year.
No.
Everything inside that building was ruined by smoke and water damage, but luckily no one was hurt, and they do have insurance. Firefighters estimated that the damages are around $1 million. Now John is facing arson charges up to 10 years in prison. Okay.
That's what the guy's saying. He's walking around telling everybody that. At least nobody was hurt.
Right? We're fine.
At least nobody was hurt. At least, you know?
Let's really look at, how about we worry about me and my nachos? My nachos ruined.
You know?
They're ruined.
Well, you're about to get hurt, buddy. You just cost me $2 million in damage.
Pal.
So think
about this. All right. So this fella who is squatting in this house, okay, he's not supposed to be there, has a bed, no stove. Doesn't even have like one of those little camping stoves, okay? He hasn't ponied up for that. In his brain, he's like, I know, I'll just light the bag on fire. This is looks like some kind of, you know, flame retardant packaging.
You know?
It gets out of control. Instead of doing everything he can, I don't know, throwing it out the window, stomping on it till it goes out. No, he just sets it on his bed and leaves. It'll work itself out.
I wouldn't even have done that in college. My young, dumb college brain, you know, wouldn't be like, oh, okay, just light the bag on fire.
You just drop it.
No, even when you're drunk and dumb and in college at 3 a.m. and you are starving, at least you forget about the pizza, but it doesn't burn the house down, you know?
Yeah.
This guy is just on another level.
Like, I feel you could take my 19-month-old daughter, and I could give her a lighter and a bag of nachos. And I could say, hey, honey, I want you to make daddy some nachos. And even her, at the stage of life that she's at, okay, yeah. Velcro shoes, not knowing all of her ABCs, stage of life, She still wouldn't go, oh, I think I should light this bag on fire. That's the proper way to cook this.
You know?
How dumb. How dumb.
It is dumb. And it makes me mad because I think we've had more stories like this more than ever. Of people just doing really dumb things.
Yeah.
Hey, you and I, we admit every day we are really dumb. We do dumb things too,
I never lit a bag of chips of fire trying to make a thing of nut. Thank God he didn't try doing a walking taco. God only knows would have blown the place up. Uh-huh. Unbelievable.
Huh.
Anyway.
Well, I feel a little bit better about myself.
I mean, don't go crazy with it, Hunter. You're not too far off, but I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
I am me.
Just a little
a good
bit
citizen when it comes into comparison to these people.
I know you put the nachos on a plate, you spread a little cheese, then you put more nachos on the plate, and then more cheese on top. Because if you don't do that middle layer of cheese, nachos are ruined.
And even that's a little sketchy. Yeah.
All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.